Amazing, isn't it? Makes a normal computer look simple, doesn't it? So, what do we know about this organ called the brain? Scientists who study the brain and the nervous system have learnt a lot about it in the last 10 years. Like explorers exploring the world, they've mapped different areas of the brain which are responsible for different functions. We now know which parts of the brain are related to different parts of our body and feelings from them. A good example of this can be seen in people who have lost an arm or a leg in an accident. Though they don't have an arm or a leg, they can still have feelings from it, like pain. Incredible, isn't it? And these areas of our brain control all our movements. Right, now just put up both of your arms. That's right, put them both up. Now to do that, a specific area of your brain responsible for your arm movement had to send out electronic impulses to your arms. It's really quite a complicated operation. Okay, you can put your arms down now.